Although it was early by Washington standards, the White House began emptying out at 7 p.m. Staff were being sent home early under a strict gag order. Kirby Ayers of the Uniformed Secret Service watched over the turnstiles at the East Gate entrance, where staffers and visitors alike were required to go through the process of inserting their magnetic key cards into a reader machine before walking through the metal detectors. The White House press corps, on the other hand, were clamoring to get in. They had been exiled in blanket punishment for the networks having prematurely reported the president dead and doubting his genuineness upon his return to Washington.
What is the president doing?
You have to ask the president's press secretary that.
She won't return our calls.
You pronounced her boss dead on national TV. What do you expect?
But we're the White House press corps.
You have my sympathy.
In all the commotion, neither the press nor the uniformed Secret Service guards noticed one of the most famous haircuts in Washington crawl out of the back of a TV microwave van on sprawled arms and legs and clump below eye level through the metal detector. He got halfway across the North Lawn before he was picked up by the Secret Service surveillance cameras and the alert was sounded. By that time, he had splashed into the fountain in the center of the lawn. That was where the director of the Secret Service found him when he came pounding out of the North Portico, a detail of agents at his heels.
He's in the fountain, sir.
How did he get through the gate?
We think he crawled on his hands and knees while the press had the uniforms distracted.
We can't have a security breach like this. Big Mac will have my ass flame broiled.
When they reached the marble lip of the White House fountain, they saw no sign of anyone.
Who's got a damn flashlight?
A flashlight was handed over. The director beamed light all through the pool. He caught a flash of something lurking under the cold water. It was mottled green and brown.
What the hell is that?
Then a head rose from the water, and two green eyes looked directly at the director of the Secret Service from under a thick thatch of wet, white fur. The green eyes were so cold and inhuman, the director almost dropped his light.
What in God's name is that?
Another flashlight came into play.
That hair sure looks familiar.
Look at those eyes, like a snake's. They don't even blink in the light.
You, come out of there with your hands up.
The baleful green eyes continued to regard the cluster of agents with cold menace. Bubbles began to appear in the area of his submerged mouth. Then, slowly and deliberately, the head lifted into view.
Holy hell!
What?
Congressman Gila Gingold, Minority Whip in the House of Representatives.
My God! It is him! But what the hell is he doing here?
The question hung in the air less than 5 seconds. Without warning, the figure in the pool gathered itself and came splashing out of the pool on clumsy arms and legs.
Holy shit! My God! It is him! Oh, what the hell is he doing?
Out of the way! Out of the way! Everybody out of the way!
Delta Elite snapped in line.
Hold your fire! You can't shoot him! He's a member of Congress and the opposition party to boot! Think of the stink!
Hastily, the Secret Service beat a retreat to the North Portico, heads turning often. It was a frightening sight. Gila Gingold, dressed in jungle fatigues, slithered along the winter brown lawn on his belly. He charged up to the North Portico, where the director promptly slammed the door in his pugnacious face.
What the hell is wrong with him?
You know what a pit bull he is where Big Mac is concerned.
We'd better inform the man.
How? We're on radio silence.
I'll do it personally.
The director withdrew into the White House proper, leaving Jack Murtha and his fellow agents to stare uneasily as the House Minority Whip paced on all fours back and forth before the entrance to the executive mansion.
You know, he kind of reminds me of something.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I can't put my finger on it.
After 5 minutes, the camouflaged figure slithered back to the fountain and slipped from sight.